Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Myra Hansen, and she's the coordinator for the Griswold Golden Tigers. Good morning to you, Myra.
Good morning, LaVon. It's nice to be with you.
Well, thank you. And I'm looking forward here to, first of all, finding out who is the Griswold Golden Tigers?
Well, this is a senior group in Griswold, but we have to go back farther than
okay.
that. We have to go to our Cass County Board of Supervisors. They are so gracious. They put in their budget every year a little over $7,400 to be spread out throughout the county for the seniors, which I think is wonderful. And the Cass County Committee on Aging, they're the group that disperses these funds. So of the eight towns we have in Cass County, we now have six towns that are participating with that. And we meet every other month, the committee does, and we have a formula that we follow. We give $20 for each time seniors meet together, as long we pay up to four times, which is $80 a month. And then the bills they incur when they meet, within reason.
So you're meeting with these other five other people, and so you can all share ideas about what to do at your senior meeting, senior time.
Oh, yes, and it's really interesting because we're six now. Each one is so unique compared to the others because we focus on what our group is interested in.
Now, I'm assuming when we're talking about this group, these groups all meet in the libraries in these towns, correct?
No.
Okay.
No.
But the Griswold one does.
The Griswold one does.
Okay.
Lewis does. I'm not sure about Cumberland. Well, I'm thinking maybe they do. But the others have to, they find their own meeting.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
That's fine, Myra. What we want to know now is what happens with the Griswold Golden Tigers at the Griswold Public Library.
We are busy.
You're busy?
Very busy. Yes. I want to educate them along with having fun. We use the school a lot for programs, you know, anything that I think we as a community need to know about the education of our kids, we do. I also like to, I've had the Cass County landfill, Brandy, come down and talk to us, which is a tremendous program. Interesting on, you know, we don't think about what happens once we put it in
correct.
The recycle bins.
Correct.
And I've had Senior Solutions from the county hospital. And there are a lot of programs we can get for free, you know. Right now, Griswold, some of us here are doing Tai Chi once a week. And that comes to us from Connections. That is what used to be the Southwest Iowa Agency for Aging. And we've been doing that. We have one rolls and coffee a month with a program.
Okay. Well, I'm looking ahead here. I have your schedule, unless it's changed, May, June. And one that just piqued my interest because I've never heard of this before, along with your coffee and rolls on June 4th, you're having somebody talk about peacocks and emus.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I mean, that's that's something that I'm guessing most of us don't know anything about.
No. I don't, certainly, and I'm hoping others will feel that way, too. I don't know. She lives north of Malvern, and she raises peacocks, and she asked us to work with her on the dates, and then that's what we did, so she could bring some peahens with her.
Okay.
So I can't wait for that. I think
right.
that will be fun.
And this sort of, I mean, I know some things. Like one, I see you have a movie time sometimes. That's
yes,
probably a little more ordinary than emus and peahens. This is, I think that'll get interest. So, you said, you know, sometimes those programs are free and sometimes they're from the school, but it has to sort of keep you, I'm thinking, your mind going and you're looking for things to come up with an interesting program every week, correct?
Every month. We do it once a month.
Oh, you just do it once?
We just do it once a month. And I thought, when we started out, I thought, oh, dear, am I going to find something interesting even once a month?
Uh-huh.
But it seems like so far this year, I have scheduled two a month. Like in May, on the new schedule, I had to add one because we have a program next Monday, the 7th. We have Kathy Fife. She's from Omaha. Was on WOW radio for several years. She's going to come and talk to us. And that was my program for May. Well, then I get the Grizzled American, and I see we have a greenhouse now at our high school. So I called the ag instructor and got him to come, and we're going to have a program the 14th. So I'm scheduling back-to-back.
Okay, well.
I have trouble getting on my programs then.
That says to me that people who come to this always are going to hear and see something interesting because you've got your eyes and ears open to find things, and you do. So that's wonderful. Is there a fee for people to attend these?
No. There is not. I do things different. Like I said, each group in Cass County is unique. I put out a free will offering cup, and I'm the only one that does that. And they can put in what they want to, or if they want to, or if they don't want to.
Okay.
And so that's what I use for if I have to pay.
Well, somebody has to pay for the coffee and rolls, right? You serve.
Well, I can turn a bill in for that to the county,
okay.
And that's paid. So we're just having a lot of fun down here.
Well, that's what your library director told me, and that's why she said, you need to visit with Myra and find out what's going on here with these Griswold Golden Tigers, because everybody has such a great time.
Well, I tell you, we are so, so very fortunate. First of all, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are so gracious to do this for us, you know. And we here in Griswold have a library, the directors and the board, who are very supportive, and we have all our meetings there at the library. Now, not every town is that fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the space. They have to find a place where they can meet. But Lisa Matheny and Sue Peterson just spoil us rotten.
Well, you know, I'm really excited about libraries. And the thing that's changed with libraries is there's always something going on. It may differ from library to library. But if you think there's just books at the library, well, of course, books are wonderful. But if you think it's just books, you're wrong. There's so
that's
much,
right.
So much more. So
yes, as we get older, we're supposed to keep our minds active and our bodies moving, and so we try to do that. Of course, we don't reach everybody that we would like to.
Of course.
And that is common throughout the county. But
well, folks just, they don't know what they're missing out on. They need to check in with their library and see what's going on at their library, and especially with the Griswold Golden Tigers in Griswold. So there's always something going on there. So do you meet on a regular day? Is this always, for instance, on a Monday?
Yes. We try to meet the first Monday of the month.
Okay.
Unless Myra gets a bee in her bonnet and schedules something else.
Schedule something extra.
and through the summer, we have, we've done that. We've done that in June. We had the opportunity to get a speaker that's very popular. She happens to be, will be in Southwest Iowa doing research for prisoner of war camps during World War II. Mm-hmm. So we got her cheaper. And during reunion, we have an excellent one coming. And that, and so we have two scheduled in July.
Okay.
So that's just, you know, okay. We just do whatever we can get a hold of.
And Myra, the best thing, if people say, well, you know, I didn't know what that was going on. You need to go to somebody, your own and somebody's computer. And I just put in Griswold Public Library, and up pops all of this information. So it's a great source of information. So we want to thank you very much, Myra Hansen, for being the coordinator and also for visiting with us.
Okay, LaVonne, I do have one request, though.
Okay.
Fine. We're trying to get all the counties, towns in Cass County to participate. We are really searching for someone in Wyota, the Wyota area, to step up and at least find out some information. And if I'm going to give you my cell phone number, if anyone has anybody they could give us the name for, we'd appreciate it. 712-778-0857.
Okay. Well, we again, thank you, Myra. And here's something to think about. We may sit in our library and yet travel around the globe.